An Open Swimmer, written by Tim Winton and read by Humphrey Bauer. It had been a long fight between Gerra Nilsson and the fish. He pressed the flat end of the oar against its brow. Globes of moisture clustered on its flanks. His father grinned in the stern. The engine was chuckling. Water parted like an incision behind. The fish grunted. His father said it was a tarum. The long fan of tail slapped the gunwale. The gills were pumping, and blood globbed the bottom of the boat. In the water, the black diamond, the mate, cruised. When he had gaffed the tarum over the side, cuffed on the chin by the tail, the diamond had been there, silver when the sun caught its flanks. Chuff, chuff, the tarum was grunting. Looking up at him, the eye never blinked. The fish began to thresh, clenching and unclenching. Gerra kept the oar hard over its brow, near the gaff hole. His palms were bleeding, and he wanted to cry. He grinned back at his father. The diamond curved and straightened, blemishing the surface with its scalpel of a dorsal fin. He wished they had a bigger engine. Bashing. It was bashing the gunwale. The fish buckled up, almost out of the boat. He fell on it, hugging, feeling the fin spikes in his chest. With a spastic twitch, it deflated, mumbling. "It's dead," his father said. He let go and sat up with glistening scales on his chest and glistenings on his cheeks. He looked over the side. The diamond had gone. "Want to open it for the pearl?"
"No."
"It might have one."
"I don't want to cut him up, Dad."
He wished they had a bigger engine and that the fish would be alive again.